from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Got Tribble in for Tiffany. Mickey Noto Palmer and old Squid Billy over there. Falcons mercifully wrapped up the preseason. 31-0 loss, but who cares? Now it's for real. A week from Sunday, the Steelers come to town, and the optimism people surrounding this team is it's legit. I tried to manufacture optimism for this team last year. That, you know, Desmond Ridder can make some plays. He'll be all right. It's going to be okay. They can run the ball and this, that, and the other, and we saw how that ended up. This is legit optimism.
Yeah, it's a completely different vibe, and I think you just go, remember what the issue was last year when the thing, take the quarterback position, and let's not focus on it. But remember when the wheels started kind of to come off last year? You know, Grady goes down, no big deal. We'll roll in Kentavious Street. But then Kentavious Street goes down. At one point, Onyemata was hurt. You still had Dupree and Calais Campbell at the time. But all these defensive linemen that, you know, you went back and it was almost like 21 and 22 again. And look, I'm a big fan of Lakell London. I like the dude a lot. I think he's played pretty well. But at one point last year, he was in there in that starting rotation. And all that optimism that you had on a day like today, Rob, was gone because you were down defensive linemen left and right. There's 9 guys that you can make a case for defensive line wise that should be on this roster come tomorrow at 4:00.
Well, Terry Fontenot digging the vibes, bruh.
Number one, someone that can do that, right? Someone that can offense, defense, and with confidence because he's done it. Someone that has that wealth of knowledge and that depth as a coach. But then, like you said, someone you can have that kind of positivity and that kind of, but yet also there's no complacency. Yeah. And there is a standard that's set, a standard of work in everything we do, whether we're talking about the players on the field, the coaches, the staff. There's a certain standard and an expectation in every department. And whether we're talking about the video department or whether you're talking about the secondary.
Yeah, talking about, I guess, the vibes and with Raheem Morris, that was obviously from Arch and West. Before the game, we had Raheem Morris up there with us. And, you know, we have that cut that we play of Terry where he's like, it's not an arrogance, it's a confidence. And I told him straight up, I go, dude, You know how much we use that cut whenever you start cooking and you're doing something like that. That cut is, and you look at him, he's smiling. And he goes, because it's not an arrogance, it's a confidence. And I go, I know, I get it now. Like, you had us all kind of back on our heels, but let's go to the cut, Dylan, where he literally talked about the fact of how they were cutting this roster down. And I think a lot of us as fans, we sit there, right? And we go, okay, when you're creating your roster and you're getting down from 90 to 53, mm-hmm. These are the guys you want on this team for the entire year, right? That's how you're doing it. That's how I think about it. If I'm cutting, you know, we sit here, but that's not how Terry and Raheem are doing it. You know, Terry talked about the fact that they're doing this, and tomorrow when they make the final cuts and they put them into the league of who they're keeping, it is all about September 8th against the Steelers. It is not about the year and what they want.
It's significant. These games really matter. Okay. These games really matter, and especially the way we operate in the preseason. These guys, that they get a lot of reps, these guys that are really fighting for those spots. And these games matter. You know, one thing you brought up last week is you talk about guys that have been on the practice squad and seeing the growth. And when you look at guys like a guy like Carlos, right, and Carlos Washington last year, he had a really good offseason. And then he got into the preseason, and he came back from the offseason a little bit out of shape and hadn't took care of himself on that break. And so he didn't have good preseason games, right? Despite the good things he had done, he didn't have good preseason games, never really gained his footing. We release him. We're honest with him. We told him what it was. He wasn't in shape. And so now we ended up signing him back. He's taken ownership of it. He's had a great offseason. He went home. He came back in great, outstanding shape. Didn't even go home very long because he wanted to stay in shape. And he's had a great – he's done well in the games. Or look at a guy like Nate Brooks. Again, a guy that's been on our practice squad. And the guy that just – all he does is work. And you get in that game yesterday, you're going to tell me that doesn't make an impact?
He
hit everything that moved.
Yeah.
So it really matters with what happens in these games and what happens this game tonight.
When he calls out people by name, don't you think that's a kind of a foreshadowing there on the roster?
No, I think it means that they're in good standing. I don't 100%. I think Natron Brooks is a name for me that I'm curious what they do with, because he's kind of in no man. He's a little bit in no man's land in the fact that his versatility is just that of a cornerback, and you've got guys like King and Hamilton that can play quite a few positions, and that's what's interesting to me. Like, to me, Kevin King is a guy that I think probably has a good spot and has a chance to make this roster, because not only can he play that outside cornerback spot, he can move inside too, and they've used him at times at that dime and that nickel linebacker position, and he can, and Hamilton's and Antonio Hamilton the same way. So for me, that's interesting. But Natron Brooks, if he makes this roster, it's going to be as a special teams guy and another cornerback. And he has shown he can play, but I'm not sure where he lands. I'm just not. So of the cuts that have already been made, Bradley and I know he had a sack the other night, but I didn't think he was necessarily did a lot of things to make the roster, especially in games. So it's interesting. I just don't know where some of these guys – I know obviously he's not here, but that wasn't a surprising cut for me. Story Jackson wasn't a surprising cut. Now, Donovan Mooten being one of the first guys gone, that was surprising to me. And Milo Eifler is still on the roster. Does that mean he might have a chance to make it? And what does that mean for guys like Damone Harris and James Smith-Williams? I don't know.
There's a part of me, too, that always wonders what maybe the rubric is, so to speak, for certain positions, right? Like, do you want to see them get X amount of tackles? Do you want to see them get X amount of reps and, you know, yards after catch? Like, what exactly are they looking at to put them in a spot where it's like, hey, they met what we were looking for? Because even when I hear Terry say, like, well, he was just out of shape, but then came back, it's like, well, how can you get out of shape and in shape that fast too, right? So is it out of shape, or is it combined with, you know, certain rubric numbers? Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes precise sense. Those are a lot of the intangibles, who things we don't necessarily see. We see what they do during a preseason game, but we don't see what they do in practice, how they conduct themselves in meetings, and all those other things that go into evaluation.
Yeah, that's that is one of the things that we have to remember too, is that, hey, this is a guy that's doing things. Mm-hmm. They've clearly put an emphasis on their practices and their scrimmage, like the scrimmage they had on Tuesday. There was a lot of emphasis put on that. Maybe it was Tuesday, maybe it might have been Wednesday, but a lot of emphasis was put on that and what they got out of it. And that's one of the, and Raheem said, like, I'm not playing starters in the preseason. And I know a lot of people are upset with that. I think some people went over the top with it on Friday about
how do y'all feel about that? I feel it'd been nice. I saw Patrick Mahomes play. You see Trevor Lawrence play. It'd be nice. How long is it going to take the first team to kind of get in sync? Is it going to take a couple of games? How much growing pains will there be there?
I think at least one possession would have been nice.
Right.
Like, I mean, one offensive possession, one defensive possession, just to – I think fans like to see it. Just to see, we've been waiting so long. All of these names that have been signed, like – sure, having an opening home game against the Steelers of all teams, too, that'll be exciting. But, like, give the fans a chance to clap, to be excited, you know, to see them come out in full in uniform, ready to go. I think no one got hurt, so that's good. But one possession each would have been nice.
Yeah, it's comforting, especially to your point, Nikki, where you didn't have an open training camp this year.
Right.
Because of the construction. You had basically these fans – To your, I think it's a good point. They've only seen these guys twice, and some of them haven't seen them at all because maybe they did get to go to second year high school for that open practice. Maybe they did get to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium that one Friday for that open practice. But the rest of these people, they haven't seen them at all, at all. And so it's that you're going in there. It's a catch-22 for me because if you don't play well in that opening game, even if you win, if you don't play well, people are going to say, see?
Pointing fingers, yeah.
See? And then if you do play well, but the likelihood of any mistake, they're going to be like, well, see if they had played in the preseason. And in reality is, it's not, they're seeing what they want to see. So I think I talked with Fricky on Saturday, Rob, and I went on and I was like, you know, I think you're gonna take, if you wanted to see them, you're going to be upset no matter what that you didn't see that. I like the fact that we only saw two guys that we thought were going to contribute this year hurt in the preseason, and that was, I guess three if you want to count Rondale Moore.
Yeah.
But with Braylon Trice going down and DeMarco Helms, so you haven't seen Judon, you haven't seen Justin Simmons much, well, at all, if you're a fan. So you're curious, and if they don't play well off the start, you're going to use that.
Well, and some were late additions, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just... what, 2 weeks ago, if that, 10 days ago?
Yeah, but how much did Trevor Lawrence going against third stringers help him in the regular season? I don't know if that helped him.
Yeah. So I don't think it hurt him.
No, I don't think it hurt him, but I don't know if it helped him either. I think it was the risk worse the reward is what I'm saying there.
Well, he certainly looked good.
Yeah, and well, he did.
And he better, too, though, because he got that big contract.
He should dominate, right?
But shouldn't he look good? And with all due respect, shouldn't he look good going against...
third string.
Yeah, Trey Vavall and Anthony Johnson and Natron Brooks. I mean, shouldn't he look good against those guys?
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to bask in the glory of an upset victory that happened in Dublin. Not only the fact that it happened, the way it happened. It's a new era for Georgia Tech football. Coming up next on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 929 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.